Hasselbeck is okay. He's playing. That's great. All right. Animal World continues until noon. Stay with us. It's not going to be too long. We're going to just turn this hour right around. So stay with us. Dr. Al will be back right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animal companions. We've moved from Tuesdays at 5 to our new time, Wednesdays at noon to 1 p.m. We talk about animal communication, how to communicate with and understand your animal kids better, life from the animal's point of view, and alternative ways of relating to those wonderful animal companions. I take your calls and talk directly with your animals about anything you'd like. Health, behavior, emotions, upcoming events in your lives, or just have fun conversations. I even talk with deceased animals and humans. This show is dedicated to taking your calls and talking with your animals. Twice a month, we feature guests who talk about their specialties and answer your questions. Animals have amazing and wonderful things to say. Be sure to join us for an informative, fun, interesting, educational, and definitely unique hour of radio listening at our new time every Wednesday at 12 noon for Joy Turner's Talk With Your Animals, the show both you and your pets are going to love.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat With Women.
Remember who you're talking to.
Hello.
Chat With Women.
Listen to Chat With Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team with an all-male team and thought, you know what, if I'd done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat With Women on 1150 KTNW.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with us here while we're on the air on Animal World in a few different ways. And, by the way, today is Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pluckner is here. His book, pets at risk from allergies to cancer. Remedies for an unsuspected epidemic is in the prize closet and ready and waiting to come home to you. All you got to do is give Sandy a call, and we will have open phone lines for the rest of the hour if you have animal or human medical care questions. Remember, if it's just something going on with your animal friend, it doesn't have to relate to the imbalance. It can just be a animal medical care question. Dr. Al is a great veterinarian and can answer your questions. And we're giving away books. So, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-KKNW, which translates to 888-298-5569. Then our email address here at the studio is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you're sending an email, make sure that you get it in soon enough that we have time to address it before the end of the show, because the only time we deal with emails on that account is while we're on the air. If you want to be in touch with Animal World when we're not on the air, you can do that via the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. There's a lot of great information for you there. On the homepage, you will find links to all of our advertisers, which, of course, without them, there's no us. So it's very important that you support our sponsors and advertisers. And when you do, tell them that you heard about them on Animal World. Majorly important. You can click on the audio archives, listen to past shows. You can go to current events for the current events stuff, and there's all kinds of other links there for you to check out. Now, if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email, because it's easier for me to send to the webmaster that way. And there are two email links on the homepage. One just says contact Martha. That will go to my office computer. The other one is our live email address. Make sure you don't confuse the two, because you want to use the live address. If you want to get it to us here in the studio, you use the other one, MarthaLight@AOL.com, if you want to get it to me at my office. Now, if you need me as an animal behavior therapist, I'm delighted to hear from you, and I check my emails all the time. We'll get back to you right away if you've got a simple question that I can answer quickly. But I don't work via email. If you need behavior therapy, I need to talk with you. And by the way, it's always worth calling me, because I always do a free telephone evaluation. And if I can help you with your animal friend, I'll tell you how and all of that. If I can't, I usually know who can, and I will refer you on. You never know, it might even be to Sandy. So you can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The number is 206-525-2016. That's 206-525-2016. You can reach Sandy via her website, which is www.animalnature.com. And if you need to call her, you can reach her at 206-364-6778. Extension 2. That's Sandy at 206-364-6778, extension 2. Now, if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington, 98105. Now, if you want more information about Dr. Al Plechner's work, if you want to order books, if you need consultation or want to find out about any of the things he's talking about, you can go to his website, which is www.drplechner. That would be plechner.com. drplechner.com. All right, I believe that takes care of business, so we can get back to business at hand, and that would be Vet Sunday, Dr. Al Plechner. Good morning again, Dr. Al.
Good morning, Martha.
You're still there, I'm glad to hear.
You can hear me okay?
I certainly can.
I have a new headset on now, so.
Well, you actually, the connection, I don't know what you think, Gary, but I think this is the best connection we've had since he's been back in California. You think so? Gary's nodding, too. Yeah, the phone connection is much better this month.
Well, it seems better for me, too, but the only thing it's doing is it's really fouling up my dew.
Oh, you're getting headset hair.
Yes, I am.
Well, honey, just join the club. I get that every Sunday. It's really a pain. Now, and then, of course, there's Gary, who's Mr. Perfect Hair. He doesn't get headset hair because his just is.
Oh, okay. Well, I look like a Klingon, so don't worry about it.
Well, we probably could both look like Klingons together because Sandy even has to get headset hair, except for her hair doesn't really. Her hair's short enough, it's not that big.
Actually, my hair is kind of going bye-bye, so it's okay. Oh. I'm going to have to.
There may not be so much left, huh?
Yeah, pretty soon I'm going to comb my hair with a wash rag.
Oh, okay.
Not really, but it's...
All right. Well, let's get back to our subject at hand. In the last hour, you said to remind you, you wanted to tell us about a family and kids. That's something to do with the imbalance, I think.
Right.
So
exactly.
why don't you go ahead and share that story with us.
Okay. Well, I've got this marvelous family I've been working with for the past couple months that is in Michigan. And the mom has really had problems her entire life with... not feeling well, with headaches, with lack of energy, the whole thing. And she's a home teaching mom, very, very articulate people. And her husband is a Vietnam vet who was exposed to Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
Yeah. And they have three little beautiful girls.
Now, how'd she find out about you? Do you know?
I think... You had to ask that, didn't you?
Well,
you know me. I don't.
I always ask the stars here.
Well, she's been looking for alternatives her entire life so she could feel better to be a better mother to her babies.
Mm. But did she contact you through your website?
Apparently through the website.
Oh, okay.
And very, very articulate person. I mean, like yourself.
Thank you.
Is outside the box and... Her whole life is, I want to live for my babies, and I want my husband to live for the babies, and I want to see the grandkids, and I want to see them do well. So she, on therapy, the whole bit, her physician, has been nice enough to go along with this, and she's doing better than she's ever done her entire life, and so is he. And so what it's come down they're getting fixed, which is great.
Wow. Well, that's amazing, though, that her doctor was willing to do this.
Well, it's funny. One of his mentors was one of the commentators at my Broda Barnes MD Research Foundation.
Oh.
Lectures.
Oh.
And so he kind of has wanted to be, kind of like these two... big mentors are and do their whole thing, which I've lectured to, and they're really not doing my stuff now, but anyway, he's kind of there, but he's a healer also.
Okay.
So one of the hang-ups is in showing him this stuff, it's a little bit like going against his father. Okay?
So he says, so both the wife and the husband who was exposed to Agent Orange, they both have the imbalance?
Absolutely. So
their doctor is treating it.
Yeah, and I'm helping him show him how to do it, mm-hmm. and he's being very careful because you can imagine, if something bad happened or somebody down the road goes, what are you doing this for? And he's going, a plain rap veterinarian told me to do it. That
right.
really doesn't cut it. And see, that's been the problem. So to make a long story longer, not only are they doing better, but their little girl, I believe Mary Al, is... 7 years old. She's 3 feet tall. Okay.
Well, no, is that short?
That's very small.
I was going to say, it sounds short to me, but I'm not.
That's very small. No,
okay.
That's very small.
Very small. Okay.
Okay, and the children, unbeknownst to myself, had been put on a thyroid compounds.
Oh.
And which is fine by one of the mentors.
Right.
So mom was nice enough to take Mary Elle's pulse rate when she was asleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 98, okay, which is too high, way too high.
Way too high, okay.
So talked to her physician and said,
yeah, 98 for, yeah, that's
yeah,
that
would
heart
you
rate. That's,
yeah,
that's,
a little baby, would
yeah.
you consider cutting the thyroid down? And said, well, I don't know, let's try it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been 5 weeks now, and she has grown 1.25 inches.
So they had her on too much thyroid.
Too much, yeah. And if you look at what too much thyroid does, it shuts down the skeletal system growth.
Oh, huh.
And,
now, have they tested, did they test this kid for the imbalance?
Absolutely. But one of the problems is that they tested the three little girls, and they're so cute. And they called me up and said, hey, Uncle Al, I was really brave. They don't want to do this. Talk about great little girls. And they're going to do it again. And one of the problems is looking at their levels, it looked to me like they were low. But the problem is nobody's ever done this before. So the laboratory, I talked to the guy at the lab and said, hey, can we get some figures? So he went to John Hopkins and he went to Mayo's, et cetera, et cetera.
Is this Jason at the lab?
Yeah, Jason did this. And basically got all these levels, and they really don't mean anything because they're empirical. I mean, what happens is, you know, with your adults, whether, you know, dogs, cats, horses, or people, you go to a laboratory, and what the laboratory does is they'll do 2,000 cases, and then they'll cut off the extremes and say, well, this is what the norms are.
Right.
They have no idea whether it's active, bound, or what have you.
Right.
So empirical levels don't mean much. Even if you handle the blood correctly.
Well, when you say empirical levels for folks, what he's talking, what do you mean? That's the blood test result. If it's a thyroid hormone they're measuring, it's the amount of thyroid in the blood at the time they run the test. But you're saying that value does not necessarily mean anything. It shows that whatever they're testing for is there.
But it doesn't
tell you if it's working or not, right?
Exactly.
That's what you mean. An empirical value does not...
As opposed to a comparative, and that's what my test is. It shows if you have all these empirical levels, it shows what they're supposed to do. And if they're not doing it, it means those levels are not working.
Yeah. Like, for example, folks, when I adopted or rescued Annie Golden Retriever, who was so messed up behaviorally, she was the most irrationally aggressive and fearful golden pup I had ever worked with. I assumed she had a thyroid problem, but I ran the blood tests and her thyroid tested normal. But this is a classic example. Yes, the hormones were in the blood. They tested normal, but they weren't working because she did, in fact, have the imbalance, and that high estrogen was preventing those thyroid hormones from working. So she had all this weird behavior that is indicative of a low thyroid condition, even though she tested normal. So that's
right.
What you're saying is that the empirical, you can't rely on the empirical values necessarily, because just because the stuff is there doesn't mean it's working.
Exactly. The other end of the stick, too, is if, in fact, as you said, if the blood sample's not handled correctly and it gets heated up at even the room temperature, then what happens is the thyroid hormone levels are elevated. Everything's elevated. They go, oh, no, we're perfectly normal. And when I spoke to that Broda Barnes MD Research Foundation, they said, we can't go on the levels we get from the labs because they're inaccurate. They don't know what they're doing.
Wow.
It's a real mess. You talk about the economy, but you talk about the health economy. I mean, the whole thing is in the dumper, and it can be corrected. I'm not sure about, you know, where we're going with WAMU and the rest of them, but the point of it is, from a health care standpoint, I can show you a better way. It's just that we need, Martha needs somebody that has really got some gears that'll look at this and say, hey, this makes a whole bunch of sense. Why don't we start checking it? I actually had he was congressman from Missouri. Berkeley Bedell, whose son has all the fishing stuff, which they've done. Abu Garcia, they've got all the stuff. And he wanted me to take over a hospital in Ecuador for AIDS patients based upon what I've done, which is all part of AIDS. I mean, give me a break. I know exactly where it's at. And unfortunately, I had to talk to his PhD administrator, who was too busy to talk to me, and it went bye-bye. But this has been around for a while, and they're going to have to start looking at it, because you will see the end of the world medically, because they're not going to the cause.
Yeah, well, you know, those, we kind of think of you as 50 years ahead of your time. But when you start, when you talk about AIDS and how this relates to that, I'm assuming that you mean that, of course, the precipitant to AIDS is the HIV virus, is contracting the HIV virus.
Correct.
And I think what you're getting at is that if you do not have the endocrine immune imbalance, then the HIV virus would not turn into AIDS?
Exactly right.
And, so if you have the imbalance and you get exposed to the virus,
then it will turn into AIDS.
It will turn into AIDS. So now, in similarly comparing this to the work you've done with animals, when we look at cats, they get a similar virus.
In fact, FIV, yes.
FIV. And so what's your experience? Have you treated FIV cats?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And FIP, retroviruses is what we see in animals, and we're seeing it in people, too. And what does that mean? There's certain viruses in animals, we'll stick with our cats, that is feline leukemia, is your AIDS, FIV. And feline infectious peritonitis, FIP.
So there's three of them.
There's three of them. And the reason that these viruses can overcome the body is because the imbalance is there and the T lymphocyte that's supposed to protect against viruses is not going to. There's no way. And so it's the same in people. I've done AIDS patients, humans in Chicago, that are doing fine now. It's just I can't believe we can't get this stuff out. Mm. And the point of it is, once you correct the imbalance hormonally and the T cell begins to function and protect the body, this is one reason with people that do not have a horrible imbalance. They can contract HIV, but without that T lymphocyte and high estrogen imbalance, it will not go into the disease. And so from a medical effect, the disease is being treated with cocktails, with coconut oil that's supposed to crack the virus, which everybody gains weight on. So right now, AIDS, like the rest of the stuff, is being treated as a medical effect. They're not going to the cause of why it occurred. You've got a lymphocyte that's not protecting the body straight away because estrogen is high, but the laboratories are not doing total estrogen.
Nobody's testing for that. You said you had hundreds of cases of cats with these retroviruses. But let's
70% of them live the rest of their life normally, FIP same, and 85% of the feline leukemias the rest of their lives. I mean, we're talking 20, 22, 24 years on proper hormone regulation of the immune system.
They never got the leukemia or the AIDS.
Well, they had it.
They had the virus, but it didn't cause the disease.
These are actually clinical patients that had the disease.
Oh, they not only had the virus, they weren't just carrying the virus, but they were already sick.
They were not
already sick with the disease. So you're talking cats that already had the leukemia or already had the feline AIDS, already had the infectious peritonitis, and these cats were on death row?
Absolutely. I mean, these were terminal cases.
So you tested them and found out they had the imbalance.
Right.
And then you treated the imbalance.
Correct. And like you and I talked about, if that antibody in the gut is too low, then oral medication is a waste. So you do injectables till you drop the estrogen, get the antibody level IgA in the gut up, and then you can go oral, but you got to keep them on oral the rest of them the rest of their lives.
Right, because there is not at least at this point, there is not a cure for this imbalance. There is replacement
only
therapy.
Only a control.
There's a control or replacement therapy.
Right.
So you do have to treat it for the rest of the patient's life.
Well, yeah, because it's an imbalance. It's like you having a thyroid or an insulin deficiency going, well, I'm not going to take this anymore. Okay. Well, hey, good luck, you know.
To take your medication.
Yonder, yeah. And the interesting thing, too, is in looking at cortisones, which I think you'll find interesting, the all the medical profession, and mainly the MDs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody worries about an effect on the liver because of a steroid, right?
Right.
Okay, now, what they treat their patients with now is a thing called prednisone.
Okay. Yeah, which is...
Okay, well, prednisone has to go through the liver to become prednisolone. Okay?
Uh-huh, which is
if
what the body uses.
If you're that worried about what they call a steroid hepatopathy, an inflammation of the liver, why don't you bypass the liver? And so the Medrol I use is a methylated prednisolone. It has nothing to do with the liver.
So the Medrol, that's the oral medication that we give
right.
to dogs.
And Depomedrol is
the injectable form.
Methylprednisolone.
So it doesn't go through the liver. I see.
Yeah, and try to find a prednisolone from a pharmacy. It's all prednisone, and this is what is being used in people too. However, everybody worries about a problem with the liver. Why should you go through the liver? I mean, where is this coming from?
Hmm.
Something to think about. FYI, as they call it.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So anyway, you were talking about this senator that wanted you to do this clinic in Ecuador or something. Whatever happened to that?
Berkeley, yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
And I helped him. I mean, I had worked with him because he had major problems. He had enlarged breasts. He had all kinds of things.
That's the senator?
Yeah, this is the senator. Yeah, and helped him. Got him feeling great, doing well, doing everything, and then he'd call me up and say, you know, I'm not doing so well. Well, he'd flown out to Laguna to see his physician, who said, oh, no, you can't take that.
Oh, so he quit taking it.
I said, Berkeley, you've got to take it. You've got the imbalance. So every time he took this stuff, he did really, really well. And then he was so impressed with it that he said, hey, would you consider going to Ecuador and running a hospital for AIDS? I said, sure, I'd love to. Well, like I say, his hospital administrator or his spokesperson was a PhD who had meetings, had this, didn't have time to talk to me.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it went bye-bye, and I'm sure a bunch of AIDS patients that have died because of it. But the point of it is, Martha, how do you get this information out to be able to talk to people like yourself who care? You're a professional human being. The rest of them are healers for their wallet.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty amateur at this human being business.
No, you're not. No. You're a professional human being because you care about your patients. You care about the people you're working with. You're doing a wonderful job. And you've looked outside the box going, well, what has been given to me, maybe only a statistic going, well, you know, in 30% of the cases, da-da-da-da. You have been given something that you're using that will have a live patient and not a statistic.
Yeah, because speaking of a statistic, you and when we were talking about the AIDS patients, you really believe that AIDS patients could be treated for less than $1 a day.
Oh, exactly.
Instead of all these sophisticated, really, really expensive and toxic drug cocktails.
Your theory is that...
The HIV virus would only turn into AIDS if the patient has the imbalance.
Correct.
So if they have the imbalance, the treatment, once you get the hormones, you get the estrogen down, they can take oral medication, which is oral thyroid and oral cortisone, and you're saying the cost of that daily medication would be less than $1 a day.
Well, yeah, it's probably, you know, realistically, it's probably more like 30 to 40 cents.
Wow. Yeah, you got to wonder, you know, wouldn't it be great for the Gates Foundation to pick up on this one?
Why won't they? Because, you know, how do you get to the Gates Foundation? That's the problem.
Exactly.
I know your brother's, you know, involved, so on and so forth. But how do you get there? But then the research, the problem is it isn't Bill Gates. I mean, he's going to do anything he can do to make a difference. And he's going to do all this stuff. And the point of it is, what it comes down to is going, well, you know, if our researchers would, you know, give you a minute or two to talk to them, and they're in a different direction than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then the point of it is they go, well, you know, at this point in time, we have all these patients, we have all this stuff, and I'm not sure that we really want to even look at this. And then you say to them, well, are your patients dying? Well, yeah. Okay. Here's a way that they don't die. Is that important to you? Well, do you have double-blind studies? Where can we read about this? That's what it comes down to. Where can you read about this? It's never been done before. You've got to read my garbage, if you will.
Right.
And I wish I could send you to various, you know, papers, blogs, whatever, that are academic, but you can't because it's never been done before. And that's a huge frustration. It is the future of the world if we're going to do it. Otherwise, we will go into the dumper because nobody's looking at the cause of why we have all these diseases.
Yeah, you need, unfortunately, you need a more open-minded doctors like the one that is treating this family. You know, the wife and the husband and the three kids that was open enough to do the testing.
And even Dr. Pace, I mean.
Yes, and Dr. Pace in our area.
And I've got I've got MDs all over the country that are getting wonderful results. And one of the people that did a forward was this Dr. Calabria, who I think I mentioned this 6 years ago. She mm-hmm. called me up, and her office manager, Mike Fink, had a thing called giant cell lymphoma that he had 3 months to live, and said, hey, Catherine, let's do this, this, and this, do the blood test, and got Mike on this stuff. And last July, 5 years later, they got married.
Wow.
And so she's doing a forward for me. I've got a Dr. Simpson that's doing a forward for me because he came into practice because of, and I told you this, he was in a huge insurance business that he was the head of it, making big bucks. And his wife at the time was a biochemist and found that my little red book called
He was the veterinarian that he started a veterinary practice, but he got very disillusioned because he couldn't heal his patients.
And
so he quit. And then he went into the insurance business and was doing really well.
Right. Then his wife found in a garage sale my little red book, Pet Allergies, Remedies for an Epidemic. And then Jim called me up, didn't know him, and said, gee, could I come down sometime? This is on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Could I come down sometime and talk to you anytime you want to? 8 o'clock the next morning.
Wow.
He was in my office because he figured he'd catch me by my pants down. And Martha, it was one of those wonderful days when I must have had 30 people come in that had tragically ill animals that were on the replacement therapy that were doing beautifully.
Wow.
And he went back into practice.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty amazing.
He just now went out of practice.
Retired probably now.
He retired, and he's writing the first foreword. Then Dr. Calabria is doing the second foreword. And this family, the Doan family, are doing the third forward. I figured, hey, why not get this out to people? Let them realize there is a better way.
Yeah,
with
that's
animals,
true.
With people, with, you know, the whole thing.
Well, speaking of a better way, there's not going to be a better way here if I don't take care of my advertisers and sponsors, because without them, there's
no us.
Yeah, so we need to take care of them. Then we will be back with, we've got about another half hour left in today's show with Dr. Al. If you would like a copy of Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, or if you have an animal and or human medical care question, we'd love to hear from you. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And email in the studio is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Kennedy. Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality, all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way, with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feliday all natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Do you want to feed your cat and dog the healthiest diet possible? Paws Cafe offers freshly made cat and dog food from natural and organic ingredients. We source most of our ingredients from farmers in Washington State. We offer cooked and raw foods, as well as custom recipes for your pets with special needs. Try a sample of our cooked or raw menus today. Come by the store in Redmond, located one block north of the Redmond Town Center at 16505 Redmond Way, or learn more at pawscafe.com.
Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Martha Norwalk, and want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I hope you do that every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you can't catch us live, you can listen to the archives. And that would be by going to MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the audio archives on the home page. That link is will be right in front of you. And you can listen to the shows after the fact. And it is Vet Sunday today. Dr. Al Pluckner is here. He's author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, The Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. Books are available. You can order through Dr. Al's website, www.drpluckner.com. New Sage Press is the publisher. You can go through their website, newsagepress.com, and other outlets as well. All right, Dr. Al.
Yes, Martha.
We've got a phone caller here, so let's pick up the phone. And in Seattle, Carlene, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al. Hey, Carlene? She's not there. Now she's there.
Hello, Martha, Dr. Al. Hi, I wanted to ask you about a cat, a female spayed cat who was hit by a car about three years ago. And she was, her back was broken, and she became paralyzed in her hindquarters.
Oh, dear.
And since then, she is, she's, her daily business, her urine and everything are taken care of manually.
Okay. She's not able to urinate and defecate on her own?
That's correct.
So she has to have her bladder expressed?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And what I'm concerned about is her kidney function and liver function and other internal organs that might be compromised over time. She seems to be fairly healthy, but I wonder if you could give me some advice. This is not my own cat. She's a companion animal for a friend of mine, And
so what? The cat. It's been 3 years since its injury.
Yes.
But her rear end is totally paralyzed.
Yes, ma'am.
And so. Does this, I mean, my first question, imbalance, you know, everybody aside, my concern would be for the quality of life for this cat.
She's a very happy cat.
Really?
It's amazing how she scoots around. She's even caught a mouse.
Really?
She's amazing.
Well, Carlene, what you have to look to realistically, as I do, and I look at her, for example, as my cat. Mm-hmm. If she's living and has not gone to existing, then you need to do everything you can to help her. The point of it is, even with fecal and urinary incontinence, there are people that have colostomy bags. There are people that have urine bags that do very, very, very well. And the point of it is if, in fact, you relieve her needs once, twice, three times a day, whatever it takes, there's not going to be back pressure on the kidneys. The liver is going to function normally because the functionality here comes from the fact that she had a fractured spine and it severed her spinal cord. And everything below that is non-functional, often including the tail, the urine, the bladder, obviously, and the lower colon. So the point of it is if she can be helped with her excretions and things, and there's no backflow into the body, she can live for years, period.
So it sounds like...
As long as she's happy, though, like you said, Martha. You know, as long as she's
right,
happy...
Right, there's quality, and she's happy. But you're saying the important thing is to express the bladder and make sure that she's cleaned out on a regular basis, because that's what would prevent liver or kidney disease on down the line.
Yeah, and at this point in time, she's happy with herself. She is of value to herself. So you don't have a choice except for to go for it.
Exactly.
But if she gets to a point where, you know, her renal levels, her kidney levels come up, her livers, and she's suffering, she's not eating, you're going to say, you know what? Her, you know, life is the most valuable thing in the world. But when it's not, death is better. And that's something you need to realize.
Well, her eyes are really bright, and she has extremely good muscle tone in her upper body. And she can clamber up and down off of a couch. And, I mean, she just pulls herself up.
Well, every once in a while, if she gets depressed, give her a mouse.
Well, now, Carlene, is that what you had in mind? Then Al saying that you need to express regularly to keep the
I'm more thinking about diet, Martha, what could improve her chances of living a long, healthy life.
Okay.
And any advice you might give about maybe the EI1 protocol being helpful for her in the long term.
Carlene, see if she's got it, one, an imbalance. Two, you're going to want to feed, you know, at this point in time, you probably want to feed stuff, dry food, whatever, with roughage so that it's easily expressed for her and it moves on through. If you go to straight protein, meats, and nothing more, she'll be obstipated, okay?
Okay.
And at this point in time, you want to probably go with low-residue salt and things where they season stuff so that she's not producing a whole bunch of urine whereby you're going to have to express her more than a couple times a day. These are the things you need to look to. You want to look to probably foods that have tomato pumice in them if they do, or from a roughage standpoint, you can mix a little 100% bran into her food if she likes it. And
so you want the good fiber in there.
Fiber. Well,
yeah, and that missing link supplement, Carlene, too, would be another way to get good fiber in there.
Excellent.
And there's a real neat Fiber Slim deal that's on a web called Vitacost for people that I use all the time for animals. And what they do is it's called Vitacost.com, and they have a Fiber Slim thing, a capsule that you can put in the food. It'll give her fiber, do the whole thing. So you, one, want to keep the stool soft.
Well, no, you said it's Vita what?
Vitacost.
Vita, so Vitacost.
Yeah, .com.
.com. Vitacost.
And this is for people, too. You can get the top-notch nutraceuticals there for a third of the price. I mean, we're talking national enzymes. Yeah. We're talking about, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm just asking because there's nothing worse than listening to a radio show and somebody mentions a website you want to, but it's not clear enough to know what it is. So
yeah, Vitacost.com.
Vitacost.com.
And you could get some fiber from them, FibroSlim, whatever, and put it in her food to make sure her stool is easily pushed out, and then do the EI1 to see if, in fact, her thyroid, et cetera, is working well enough, the estrogen, the whole bit, so that she, one, can, you can maintain the health of the kidneys, health of the liver, health of the gut, so that also increase the peristalsis, so she basically can start dribbling and doing all kinds of things if she is incontinent. There are things you can do to keep her rolling, and it sounds like she's of value to herself, and that's what you look to.
She's a wonderful, wonderful cat, and it just would have been a crime.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
She's great.
She's trying to live,
yeah.
And you're going to give her the chance to live. The easiest thing in the world with any of these patients, and I see it all the time, is to put them to sleep. Get a new cat. Come on. We're healers. That is not the right answer. It never will be.
Mm.
Period. So you're doing well. She's doing well. Hey, contact Martha, contact me, and I will help you make sure she continues to do well.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. Would you do one final thing for me? Would you give me the name of your clinic in California?
Yeah, it's Center Sinai Animal Hospital.
Center Sinai, and that's with an S.
S-I-N-A-I. I can actually give you a telephone number if that'll help.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, and it is.
And this is the veterinary hospital in California that Dr. Al is working.
Right, in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. And it's Center Sinai.
Center Sinai Animal Hospital. It's 310-559-3770. And whatever I can do to help, ask me. I'm hungry like you are to make a difference, so.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. Are you in final edit on your first, on your latest book? Is it too late to contact you about something that might be a valuable addition or,
No, please do.
Okay.
I'm trying to do some ebooks now and actually put my, PowerPoint presentations to this MD Foundation that is on my website, but apparently nobody can unload it, if you will. And I think my new book is, I've always wanted to say, hey, I've got this beautiful picture of an iceberg going, hey, this is the genetic ice age for my dogs and cats. And it really, really is.
All right, you guys,
thank
you stay
so
on track here. All right, Carlene, thanks for your call. Next up in Kirkland, let's welcome Karen. Karen, you're on the air live with Dr. Al.
Hey, Martha, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, hi, Dr. Al. I've been listening to the show, and I totally am on board with you. I believe everything that you're saying. And I kind of have two questions. One is a people question, and one is an animal question. And my people question is, my husband's had non-symptomatic hepatitis C for 30-plus years, and I'm just wondering if we got a test done, could an endocrine system imbalance contribute to this or a non, you know? Or
Ooh, excellent,
absolutely.
Excellent
no,
question, Karen. We've never, so yeah. Hepatitis C, Dr. Al, go.
Yeah, definitely. The question is, what you think about, Karen, is that with a continuing virus like hepatitis C, why can't the body shed it? Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to look at the T cell, the whole bit. So the point of it is, yeah, I would basically do the endocrine immune, and let's see if there's a reason here why he's got hepatitis C and he can't shed it. And the point of this,
because you feel like if the patient's endocrine immune system is in balance, that they would be able to shed that hepatitis C virus.
Yeah, why would a patient have a chronic virus if the body's normal? Why would we have chronicity? We should not have that.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me.
And the point of it is,
so Karen,
you can
have
your husband.
It would be well worth it.
You can have your husband do the blood test, and nobody's got to act upon it. Nobody's saying, well, if I do the blood test, I am not sure I want to even deal with it. Whoa, do the blood test. If you don't want to deal with it, we've got an imbalance. We'll find somebody else. Make
sense? But it doesn't hurt to test.
Well, no.
Right.
So it sounds like, Karen, that, yeah, there's a reason to test.
Awesome. Well, good.
And if you do, we want to know about it.
Yeah, because we're not happy with the interferon suggestions.
What, interferon?
Yeah.
What about it?
The thing is, see, what they do with interferon real quickly, Martha, and I'll shut up then. Is
no,
that,
go ahead.
They're saying that we have an immune deficiency. No, you do not. You have an immune deregulation. And with interferon, they're going, well, it's going to kick up the ability of the immune system to do this. No, it's not. It's going to make the situation worse. It usually will not work. If it does work, great, go for it. I mean, hey, at this point in time, everybody treats different diseases different ways. And if it works for you, hey, go for it. Like they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But you don't agree with that. It sounds like
no.
You don't agree with the interferon.
Well, let's find out if we need that and so, if it's going to do anything.
Yeah, definitely, Karen. Let's get your husband tested. Let's see if he's got this imbalance.
Awesome.
All right, so now you said you had an animal question, right?
Yeah. I talked to you, Martha, about my golden. Remember the one that went flying off a cliff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sandy, you remember this one because you called us when we were on the other radio station years ago.
Right. But anyways, that's not the question. My question is about her tumors now. She's about 13, and she had this, which I didn't even notice for a long time, a tumor under her armpit. It's a very, very fast-growing tumor, and right now it's probably between a golf ball and a tennis ball. But
Do you know what kind of tumor it is, Karen?
Is it a lipoma or what?
A couple of months ago, we found a little tiny one over her eyebrow, and I took her into the vet, and it was then about an inch in diameter. Right now, within 2 months, it's probably the size of a golf ball, if not more. Very, very fast. The doctor tried to extract with a needle the contents, and there was nothing really that came out. There was no fluid. There was nothing. And so he sent it into the pathologist anyway, and what they came back was with spindle cell population, inflammatory cells, granulation tissue. I don't really think they really, really know, and that's
what
came.
It sounds like they did not diagnose it. And the point of it is, Karen, whether it's usually a spindle cell is a carcinoma, which is a bad deal. Now, if it's a lipoma, the rest of the stuff, they don't know. Probably it, with an undifferentiated, in some instances, when it's undifferentiated, it's not a good thing because it's growing that fast. But it sounds to me like with her age and everything, she's developed this hormone antibody imbalance. So the ticket would be do the EI1 on her. Let's see where she is. Get that corrected or controlled, if you will. And then once it's controlled, you have that thing excised. Remove it.
Okay.
So the first step would be have the dog tested for the imbalance.
Right.
And stabilize the imbalance, Dr. Al, then remove the tumors?
Then remove it, because then she can tolerate all this stuff. And they can use, like, isoflurane, which is gas.
And it sounds like if it is caused from the imbalance, then if we correct that, then she may not continue to get them, because it appears
that she... No, she wouldn't continue to get them, Karen, but what she also... And the lesion on her head would probably remain the same or regress.
Uh-huh. Right?
But the point of it is, if she's got to have a, quote, anesthetic, what they do is they basically check liver, kidney to make sure if they inject something in the vein, it's not going to be there too long and cause a problem. But if they use isoflurane, which is a gas, they kind of gas her, take her down, take the lesion, take the gas off, she's up and walking.
Okay,
so there is
great.
A better
I'm
way.
Sure
let's find out why she's got this end effect. And I guarantee you she's got an imbalance. And if it turns out to be a lipoma, which is merely a fatty, non-malignant tumor, and the fact that they have come up with literally nothing, with no diagnosis, that's probably a good thing. But the point of it is, yeah, do this. Let's get this corrected and then deal with the lesion.
Now, what about, because this is a golden retriever at 13 years old. That's kind of like the average, lifespan for a golden. If she tested and the dog does have the imbalance, if she treated the imbalance, could you not put the dog through the surgery? Would it be bad to leave the tumors there?
Well, if we found out what the tumors really were,
okay,
and they're not growing, then you leave the lesions there. And usually when you get this corrected, you know, the Golden's live 16, 17, 18 years.
Well, so it could give her more time.
Oh, yeah, sure. So the body's not going to turn against her and cause this uncontrolled tissue growth, which nobody, again, looks at. So the point of it is, yeah, you know, keep Martha posted, keep me posted, and whatever I can do to help, I'd love to. But I think there is a better way.
Thank you, Al. And do you have any idea about the cost of the testing?
You know, you're going to have to check with your vet or your MD on it. I think the actual cost for the
EI test.
Animals, I think it's $120, and I think for people it's $200. And the estrogen is being done by Quest for humans, and that's like $260. And apparently the whole test for them is like $600. But
the
insurance companies are starting to cover some of my mechanism tests, which is hard to believe.
Okay.
Gives you an idea, but they're going to probably charge you more. Because they're going to interpret, do the whole thing. And the point of it is I can interpret for you. You can look at the website. You can talk to Martha. And I'd be more than happy to do whatever I can do to make a difference.
Okay, great. And I heard Martha say that if you could get your doctor to ask for the test, then that would be a good thing. Maybe insurance might cover that.
See what your physician wants to do or your doctor,
yeah,
your healthcare,
yeah,
professional. And then I'll deal with them. I'll be happy to tell them I'll make suggestions because that's all I can do as a plain rabbit.
Yeah, we do know, Karen, that there is a natural path in our area that is doing the testing. So
yeah, Dr. Pace. Is
right,
that
correct.
Dr. Pace, yeah.
Yeah, so you could go to her, but any doctor can draw the blood and send it to NVDS, the lab.
Okay.
And I'll work with them so you don't have to change physicians if you don't want to. If they're open to it, I'd be happy to open up a new world for them.
Yeah, that's the major hurdle, though, Karen.
Yeah, and that's the same lab that would do it both for people and animals?
Yes. Yes.
And what was the name of the lab?
It's called
National Diagnostic Laboratories. It's on my website.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
NVDS, National Veterinary Diagnostic Services. Their website is www.national-vet.com.
Okay.
But it's also that information is on Dr. Al's website, drpluckner.com.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Karen. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, boy, you know, we're...
I think we need to do this more than one Sunday a month, pal.
That's a lot to cover. And,
well, there's a tremendous amount of stuff. And if there's something you want to do, all you have to do is call me up.
All righty. Now, folks, if you want more information, if you want books from Dr. Al, go to his website, www.drpluckner.com. The book is called Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, The Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. The Human Compendium of Articles is entitled Endocrine Immune Mechanisms in Animals and Human Health Implications.
And look for the new e-books that will be coming out, probably under the Genetic Ice Age for Dogs and Cats.
Okay, and that'll all be on your website when they're ready, right?
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, drpluckner.com. Dr. Al, thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us.
Thanks for having me, Martha. I really appreciate it.
We'll be talking to you the first Sunday in November, if not before, okay?
Yeah, look forward to it.
All right, thanks, Dr. Al.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, well, boy, another Sunday down the hatch, so to speak. Well, and look at that. The sun is out. Woohoo, there's even blue sky. This is very cool. All right, next week, Sandy and Martha Sunday, we'll do Animals in the News and Best Good News About Animals. Sandy's going to join me in the studio then. She will have a special feature for us, and we will have open phone lines for your animal behavior, training, and healing questions. So, you know, is your dog dragging you down the street, jumping on neighbors, biting the neighbors, chewing up the couch? Is your cat peeing on the carpet or destroying the furniture? I hope you will plan plan to give us a call next week. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Sandy. Enjoy that sunshine, and as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things, and we will talk to you again next week.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.